Good evening. Well, as the chaplain of the Archbishop Neal Council of the Knights of Columbus, I want to welcome everyone here, and in a special way, to give a special welcome to our worthy state advocate, Mr. Dale Trott, and his wife Linda. Thank you for coming today and being here with us. And it's so appropriate today, so providential, really, that we celebrate today the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, or as I prefer, according to the new translation, the Passion of St. John the Baptist. And it's interesting, and I said providential, because when we were picking the date for this installation, we were just kind of going through the calendar, and we said, well, we want a Wednesday, and when we picked this date, I didn't even realize that this was the feast day that we'd be celebrating today. But it's so providential, and this is why. John the Baptist here was really a very influential figure in salvation history. We celebrated his nativity 2 months ago. We celebrated the fact that he was kind of the last of the prophets, kind of bringing to a close the Old Testament, and at the same time, the forerunner of our Lord, announcing the coming of our Lord and the New Testament. But today, celebrating his passion, let's start with this gospel. And I want to set some names straight because it can be a little confusing. In the beginning of the gospel, it says, Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. So there's Herod and Philip and Herodias. And you might remember there was also Herod, who at the time of the birth of our Lord was the one who issued the command for all boys under the age of 2 to be killed. He was trying to make sure he got this guy, Jesus, whom he had heard about. Now that was Herod the Great. That was Herod the Great who issued that command when our Lord was born. Herod the Great died in the year 4 A.D., and what happened afterwards was he had 3 sons, and each of those 3 sons got a part of his territory to rule, and they all took the name Herod. So there was Herod Antipas, who we hear about in today's gospel, who the gospel simply refers to as Herod. And then there was his brother Herod Philip, and there was a third Herod who we're not going to get into today. But Herod Antipas had taken his brother's wife, Herodias. So you're thoroughly confused now. Herod and Herod and Herodias and Herod the Great, their father, and a lot of Herods. But what's going on today? The reason why John the Baptist was martyred, what set the stage for all of this, was that John the Baptist had said to Herod Antipas that it is unlawful for you to take as a wife, to divorce your own wife. Herod Antipas was already married. He divorced his own wife and took as his new wife his brother's wife, Herod Philip's wife. And this, of course, greatly upset Herod's new wife, Herod Philip's new wife, Herod Antipas' new wife, Herodias. I'm getting confused myself. But it's interesting because I had heard once it said of John the Baptist, and I wanted to share this with you tonight. I heard it once said of John the Baptist that he was really the first martyr for the marriage bond. He was the first martyr for the marriage bond because what threw him in jail was that he spoke out against the unlawfulness of Herod Antipas divorcing his wife and taking his brother's wife as his new wife. And that's what kind of started this whole chain of events today that wound up with him being martyred. And again, this is why I think it's so providential we celebrate his feast today. Because as in John the Baptist's day, John the Baptist being martyred for the marriage bond, for standing up for true marriage, how appropriate is it today that as we celebrate this installation of new officers of the Knights of Columbus, the Knights of Columbus, who in this state of Maryland especially, led the charge against our nominally Catholic governor and our nominally Christian president in their attempts to redefine marriage. The Knights of Columbus playing such a pivotal role in our day, standing up for true marriage, just as John the Baptist stood up for true marriage in his day and was ultimately martyred for it. What's interesting, too, is the word martyr. It comes from the Greek, martyros, and it means simply witness. In fact, to this very day, that word is used to describe a witness, someone that you might have in a courtroom, a witness. Now, martyr, as we understand it, is someone who has witnessed to the furthest degree, literally by laying down their lives and shedding their blood. But I would submit to you, and something I think all of us can think about, because, of course, we know that the fight is not over. In fact, at lunch today, Father Robert and Father Tom and I were talking about this and talking about the upcoming referendum in November. And we were saying, you know, it's probably going to pass, and that's when it's really going to get ugly, when the referendum does pass and we're able to uphold true marriage. That's when it's really going to get ugly, because they're going to do to us what they did to the Mormons in California. When the Mormons there led the charge with the Catholic Church, with the Knights of Columbus, to uphold true marriage there. Look what happened to them. We can expect the same thing to happen to us. We can expect that the ugliness is not over. That just as John the Baptist stood up for true marriage in his day and was martyred, we are going to stand up for true marriage in our day. And although I don't know that we'll be martyred, although certainly anything is possible nowadays, we are going to be called to be martyrs. In the general sense of the word, we are all going to be called to witness, to be martyrs in that sense, to witness to true marriage. It's so easy for us to simply vote and then just kind of keep our mouths shut. And people think that's enough. Well, don't get me wrong, you do need to vote. But you also need to be willing to give an account of your faith, as St. Peter tells us, right? We need to be willing to give an account for our faith. We need to be willing to speak up. And not to get nasty, not to get in people's faces and holier than thou, but we need to be willing to speak up. We need to be willing to be martyrs in that sense of the word, to be true witnesses for marriage, just as John the Baptist was in his day. And so I think it's especially appropriate that we ask for his intercession today. And I would just wrap up with a little comment on the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah. What does our Lord say to Jeremiah? He says, "Stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you," says the Lord.